Hey, this is Laura Austin, and you are listening to Full Service Radio.
Recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Koreatown, Los Angeles, California.
People can claim that being a photographer or like traveling and shooting photos, you're disconnecting because you're behind a camera the whole time. But at the same time, when I'm traveling, I'm looking at all these little details that no one else would ever notice. Like, oh, the way that shadow falls on that building, or like, oh, the color of this greenery against this wall. Like, it can take you away from experience, but it can also make you so much more involved in it. My name is Laura Austin. I'm a photographer based out of Los Angeles. I took a class in high school and it was strictly film. We were shooting only film and I fell in love with the process, like how much work it took to create one photo. But initially I studied graphic design in college and that's what I did at first. That's what brought me out to California. I worked for brand Quiksilver. I moved towards photography because as a graphic designer, you're stuck sitting at a desk, staring at a computer all day, barely talking to anyone. Like my jobs were delivered to me in manila folders. I could go all day without talking to anyone or leaving my seat. So then from there, snowboarding was my world growing up and I wanted to be more involved in that. So I got a job at a snowboard magazine as their online editor where I was shooting photos and writing. And then I just fell in love with photography from there. So jump ship, abandon everything, and have been a freelance photographer for the past 6 years or so. I kind of fell into being a photographer just because like it came naturally to me, and I don't know if I had that many expectations of what it was supposed to be like. Being your own boss, it takes a lot of self-motivation and a lot of hard work, because I mean, as a freelancer, you go through roller coaster rides. Like I could be super busy and I could go, or I can be like a couple months without work, but the world's at your fingertips here. Anything you want to get into, you can, which can be a little daunting. There's such a thing as the paradox of choice. It can be a little paralyzing in a way, because literally whatever field you'd want to get into is available here. So it's a matter of like finding what you truly care about and seeking that out, as opposed to being kind of influenced or like trying to do what you think people want you to do. Honestly, when I'm looking for inspiration, I don't even look at other photographers necessarily. Like I try and find it from other places, because I think when you're trying to find inspiration within your own kind of craft, then you're going to end up emulating something that already exists. Sometimes I have friends ask me if I'll like shoot photos for them, and they think, oh, I just click it on my camera and maybe it just automatically transfers to my phone and then I can just give it to them. Like there's so much more complicated than that. With my work, I try and make it look like it can come directly out of a camera. Like I don't like when people over edit stuff. Still, like even if I'm trying to make stuff seem natural, there's a lot that goes into it. When I was young, I grew up in beautiful mountain landscapes and I took it for granted then. Like I hated hiking. Like I really didn't care when I was young, but I think the contrast now and it being something sentimental to me now living in a city, I think I seek out those beautiful places because that's what feels home to me. Since I did grow up in nature and a lot of my work is focused around like outdoor landscapes, a lot of people are surprised that I live in Los Angeles, but I think one of the nice things about LA is the accessibility to nature. Within a 2-hour radius, you have mountains, you have beach, you have desert. And as a person who uses landscapes a lot for either backdrops or the focus of my photography, it's nice to have access to all those different places. I'm using the city constantly and I love how diverse it is. Like we're in Koreatown right now, but you could go to Chinatown and have a completely different vibe. You could go to the west side and have a whole different feel. So kind of whatever I need is available in this city. I think like people from New York, they hate on LA a little bit, but I love the sprawling nature of it. And I love you can find yourself in so many different worlds here. I got into photography because I think first and foremost, my passion is travel. And my camera just became my ticket to do that. I teamed up with Airstream and went on a 2-month solo road trip around the country, pulling an Airstream. Solo travel has kind of become my thing over the years because there's such a stigma against females traveling alone. Solo travel for me started when I, as most things do, I went through a rough time in a relationship. And instead of just like sulking in LA, I took off on a road trip by myself to a place that my boyfriend and I had wanted to go to together, but it was as kind of like a screw you. I'm like, I'm just gonna go by myself. So on that trip, like if I stayed at home, I would have been so bummed. But on that trip, I was so stoked and so happy and found a whole new sense of confidence and found that I'd, for me, the biggest thing is that I don't need other people necessarily to make me feel happy or complete. I just found that like I can get that from myself.